B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like
Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for? What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:43. Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's the unofficial end of summer. Let's be real.
No.
It ended yesterday.
Doesn't end till school starts.
Did you have a good time yesterday?
Did I?
Because that was it. It's over now.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful yesterday.
It was gorgeous yesterday.
I was actually outside for a moment.
I saw that. You took some pictures of sunflowers?
Well, that was this past, this weekend.
Okay.
But it was a beautiful weekend. Yeah, I went upstate. I went to Newbury, Massachusetts.
Oh, you went upstate. How long
and
a ride
I went
is
outside.
That?
It's an hour from
Oh,
Canton.
That's far.
An hour
and
change.
Pack a lunch or snacks?
No, I was like, this is a schlep. But it was worth it. I went outside.
Where'd you go?
Newbury. It's next to Newburyport.
Yeah, it's right by.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. Did you go to Michael's?
No.
Great seafood.
Oh, really?
No. I thought you meant the craft store.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't eat anything. Yeah, it was really fun. Colby Farm.
Yeah. Speaking of seafood, just when you thought lobster couldn't get better, you know what I had this weekend?
What's that?
Fried lobster. I'd never heard of it. Where has that been hiding?
Was it part of a fisherman's platter?
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
Right. That was the last platter.
That's the last platter?
Of summer, yeah. No, we made a pack.
Moving on to
my wife and
cornucopia.
I made a pack. No, that was it. We share Zed, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
She's too easy to share with us.
Yeah.
Like, sure, it wasn't an even split.
No.
That's not going to happen.
We'll share it.
But we had fried lobster. And you know what they bring you with your fried lobster?
What's that?
Melted hot butter.
Gosh. So I can actually hear your arteries hardening.
You could. No, you can see them. Actually, my hand froze. Had to go left-handed.
That sounds delicious.
No, it was amazing. But that's it.
That's it?
I'm done. Done. Thank you.
Done with your platters?
No more platters. Okay. No more fisherman's anything. I'm done.
Really?
I'm on the juice.
I feel like maybe you're not.
Nope, LBF, watch me.
Okay.
All right, cloudy today, mostly sunny this afternoon, high of 83, so it is a delightful day. Down to 64 tonight, and cloudy 79. Brian, where did we leave off with the $1 million scramble?
We just have the first song in scramble 18.
So there's only three more left to chance to win that million bucks. Would you like to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, it is quick. Listen closely. Okay, did you hear that?
Wow,
see
that
how fast
is quick.
That was? All right, here it is.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. It moves fast.
Yeah.
But it's worth $1,000 at 8 o'clock, and then you're in the running for $1 million.
Wow.
Huge.
Can't even believe it.
You can't. All right. It says 66 degrees in Boston. We're off to a roaring start. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF,
and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And more young adults are living with their parents. 52% of 18 to 29-year-olds are sharing homes with their parents. The number marks the first time more than half the group has been living with their parents, and the most since the Great Depression. Do you have something to say?
I do. I do. Besides,
he's like, wrap it up. I need to talk.
I was thinking. I was making a Bob observation in my mind.
Oh, in your mind? And now we're going to hear it come out of your mouth.
Well, that's the idea we have. You don't want it coming out of anywhere else. Anyway.
What is it, Bob?
With your story that 52% of kids, of people, can you call them?
Yeah,
still kids,
people,
30,
yeah.
Under 30 are living with their parents. First time since the Depression.
Yes.
Think about that. Think about mom's house during the Depression.
Yeah.
It wasn't as comfy as it is now.
No, you guys, you parents, you're making it too nice.
Yeah, back then.
You're like, oh, I need it. Yeah. You know what? When I buy this house and the little kids, I need the kids to have their own bathroom. Wrong. Not a good idea.
Oh, and I need
a playroom. Yeah.
Xbox.
Yes.
And No.
Make it awful.
That's what the problem is.
Just four walls and a bed.
You think Mabel in the Depression had it that good in her bedroom?
I don't know. I heard Mabel was fine.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, and we are brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day. LBF, what's cool?
I have a whale of a tale.
A whale of a tale. All righty then, Brian Bell, what do you have?
A real-life Willy Wonka. Who wants a candy factory?
Yeah, this is, this is amazing, actually. All right, so my cool thing, I'm going to have to go on the fly. I'm going to switch it up.
Really? Look at you.
Yep, today.
Crazy Tuesday.
Today is Pardon Me Day.
Oh, okay.
So, pardon me?
Yeah, exactly. Say how to celebrate Pardon Me or Excuse Me Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll see. Good.
All right. This is a sad story that turned out to kind of be a happy story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So an orca or killer whale, I feel like a killer whale sounds a little aggressive, so let's call her an orca, is a new mom again 2 years after making headlines for grieving over her dead calf. Mm. So this orca in Washington, researchers spotted this orca and her baby swimming over the weekend and tweeted the photo. They're on pins and needles because they hope the baby makes it. This orca had a baby in 2018. It died a few hours after birth, but the mom kept it from sinking for 17 days. It mourns the death of its calf. Jeez. Isn't that sad? I know it's a sad story, but the new calf looks healthy and precocious, according to the researchers. I don't know what that means.
Oh, like, a precocious killer whale.
And two other whales in the pods are pregnant.
Oh, that's great.
So it's catchy.
Where's the pod?
In Washington State.
Ah, okay.
In the water.
Yeah, I take that. Yeah, that's good. Precocious whales.
Anyway, congratulations to the new mom.
That's nice. Good for her.
Did you ever see that movie Orca, by the way?
She got back in the water, huh?
Did you ever see that movie Orca?
Oh, yeah, the classic.
Yeah.
Stars in that movie.
Richard somebody.
Richard Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, scare me to death.
That was a great movie.
Really?
It was after Jaws.
I know. It was like, I'll take your shark and I'll raise you an orca.
And I'll raise you an orca.
All right.
All right. You good?
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
Down the whale hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. You know, real life Willy Wonka situation. David Klein, he's the founder of Jelly Belly. He got into the candy game back in 1976, and he's ready to retire. It's always been his dream to give a candy factory to a complete stranger.
Wow.
So here's what he's doing. This is him and his partner.
Okay.
Here.
We are doing the goldticket.com treasure hunt.
It's going to be a treasure hunt across the whole entire country where we're going to be hiding these right here. You've already hidden quite a few of them. We're going to be hiding them in every state. We're looking for you, Charlie, out there.
Right. Yeah, so they're hiding these special necklaces. There's one in every state. You go to the gold ticket, thegoldticket.com. Mm. You pay $50 to enter. There'll be 1,000 people in each state that enter and search for the ticket or for the necklace.
Yeah.
And then those 50 people are in the running to get a key to a candy factory.
Where's the candy factory?
What do you do with the candy factory?
Make candy.
Sounds like work.
Well, you also get a little how to make candy, candy making university, all expenses paid tuition, so you can run your own candy
factory. You going to do it? Little Charlie Bucket? You gonna
Sounds
do
like
it?
Fun.
$50.
I could see you
bucks.
Doing that. I could see you, Brian.
We'll see.
All right. Where do folks go to do that?
Thegoldticket.com.
There it is. Well, today is Pardon Me Day. How about that?
Pardon me, Bob.
Yeah, today's a busy society. Too many people race about their lives, forgetting the small courtesies in life. Among the easiest thing to let slip is etiquette.
Yeah.
So use Pardon Me Day to reaffirm your manners. So you can also use today to seek pardon or forgiveness for mistakes you've made. Take the opportunity to clean your slate and start anew. Especially if you missed Forgiveness Day, which was back in June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was Forgiveness Day.
But
that.
Okay.
Pardon
me. Wait between Pardon Me and the Forgiveness.
Do you ever do something like, say you're in a store or something, and maybe you got too close to somebody, and you say, excuse me, or I'm sorry, and they don't acknowledge that?
What, do they move or they just don't move?
They don't say anything. Oh. I just said, excuse me, I'm sorry. And you regret saying it.
I don't. I'm not that angry.
I'm not angry. No, I just.
I mean, yeah, it's always nice to have.
How about if you held the door open for somebody and they don't say thank you?
Oh, yeah. I get
irksome,
mad.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's irksome.
Very irksome.
Yeah, but it's so easy just to slam it back on them.
Is
they don't
it?
Say anything.
Is it? Oh. You want to, don't you?
No.
Oh, I opened the door. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. there you have it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's going to be a beauty today. High 83. Sunny this afternoon. Down to 64 tonight. Just absolutely perfect. Open those windows up. Tomorrow, cloudy and 79, but still not bad. We take it because we have to.
We have no choice. We live on this planet.
No, we do. Yeah. Well, there's a guy who almost didn't live on this planet this past week. Talk about nightmares, okay? I think this happened in Canada. The guy was skydiving. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So he was skydiving and he passed out for whatever reason after he jumped.
Yeah.
And he just passed out high in the clouds, hurtling towards Earth. Then he woke up. He forgot where he was. He was on a tandem jump with an instructor who had the tape rolling. Would you like to hear what it sounds like waking up 5,000 feet in the air? Not knowing where you are.
Okay, gotcha.
Here it is.
Hey! Okay?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
The dream I was falling.
Yeah. Oh, my
wow.
God.
That is a nightmare.
That makes me almost feel a little sick.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I don't jump out of a perfectly fine plane.
Yeah, no thank
no.
you.
No.
Hey! Okay?
There you have it. He's good.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I wish I were the type.
He gets to be that guy the rest of his life.
I know. Yeah. I wish I were the type of person to want to skydive.
Who are those people?
I know a bunch.
I have no interest.
George Bush, the elder,
H.W. Well, he was a pilot.
He kept jumping out of planes on his birthdays after after he retired from the presidency.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. I'm going to jump out of a plane.
And they called him the wimp? No way. No,
pardon me.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Else. Anyway, so there you have it. Another reason to stay in the plane. Okay. Yeah. So, what do you have for dirty laundry?
Okay. Well, you know, we were talking about how 50% of people under the age of 30 are living with their parents.
Yeah.
Not these two.
Okay.
They finally cut the ties. It's
nice.
Official.
Okay. Find out who they are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And it's been a while since we took out the laundry.
Yeah, I know. 5 days.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of laundry.
That's a lot. That's a load right there. Okay.
All right.
Why the face?
Well, you know what? Meghan and Harry. I have news about them. Also, a banana story from Ozzy Osbourne. And who's leaving one of your favorite shows? Let's talk about Meghan and Harry. They're financially independent now. Congratulations. They did it.
Wow.
Yep. They've paid back the British taxpayers' money used to renovate their Frogmore Cottage. Why would you ever leave a place called Frogmore Cottage?
I know. So that's what Frogmore is.
Yeah.
Oh, because I've heard that. I never knew what Frogmore was. Okay.
And the renovations cost about $3 million ahead of Archie's birth.
Just a little cottage. Mm.
God, no.
Frog legs.
And apparently Prince Charles is not giving them any more money.
That's it. You're on
that's
your own.
It, yeah.
How old is Harry, by the way? Do we know?
I don't know.
32?
30-something, yeah. Yep. So he's...
He moved out of house.
Moved out.
Yeah.
Left the family.
There's a trend. People are staying home.
Right, exactly.
35.
35.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He was home a long
moved
time.
Moved out of Frogmore.
He was. He lived at home until he was at least 30.
He did.
So really.
Why would you leave?
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Making it nice. All right, you want to hear something bananas?
Well, let's hear it.
It's Ozzy Osbourne in a new documentary, and he talks about how he tried to strangle Sharon Osbourne.
Jeez.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room, and he just said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die."
Right?
Wow.
You know, he was calm, very, very calm, and then just suddenly he lunged across at me.
I know. That is a documentary about the craziest couple in the entire world.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy tried to kill her. He's cheated on her constantly.
Mm.
I mean, he's impossible to understand.
He's the Prince of Darkness.
She is so calm.
It's an A&E documentary called The Nine Lives
telling
of Ozzy
that story?
Osbourne. No, I can't.
And he lunged at me.
I needed to play it because if I just quoted it, it just you wouldn't
you don't
believe
get it.
No,
yeah, you're right.
No, this is like so. This is part of this documentary.
Crazy train.
I know. I don't know with people. There's a lid for every pot. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Anna Faris is leaving Mom after 7 seasons. Did you love that show, Mom? With Allison Janney.
You're kidding, right? You're just making sport with me, as they say.
No, people love that show.
Mom?
Yeah.
I never watched Mom.
Oh, maybe you should.
You think?
Yeah, why not? I just want to let everyone know that that's happening. Speaking of television, hey, I have 2 shows you need to watch.
Okay.
Because I did my due diligence over the weekend. I'm running out of shows.
All right, let's
Do you
hear
feel
it.
Like it's happening?
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
Yellowstone. At first, I resisted it.
Costner?
Yes.
What's the deal?
Okay.
He's a rancher or something?
Think of it like Succession. You know Succession on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
But with cowboys.
Okay.
And Native Americans.
Nice.
And politicians.
Ah.
It's about a guy, Kevin Costner, who owns an enormous ranch in Montana. And how he has to fight.
Is it present day?
Yes. It's
right.
And that's the thing. I thought it wasn't present day. I'm like, I am not watching a cowboy situation.
Oh, I love
it's
cowboy
so,
situations.
You would love it.
Really?
You would love it.
What's the platform? What's it on?
It's on Peacock.
Okay.
It's on Paramount. It's on demand.
You're going to watch that?
Yeah, I had to pay for it because I couldn't deal with the streaming situation.
Yeah.
Because it kept buffering and I'm like, oh my God. So, and the other thing, if you have HBO Max, Anna Kendrick is in a 10-part series called Love Life. And it's kind of, it's like following a 20-something in her love life.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Sex and the City. Not as funny. It's a little more serious. But if they only concentrated on one person.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What's
I loved
the name of that
it.
Again?
Love Life.
Love Life.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do Yellowstone.
You won't do Love Life?
I
won't. It's good. You would understand females.
I got him down. I got you down.
Really?
We're good.
Oh, God. That's funny that you think that.
We're good. We're good.
I saw something.
You reminded me of Sitting Bull. Okay?
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, the Native Americans.
Yeah.
there was this big, I forget what the centennial was, but they invited Sitting Bull to come and speak.
Yep.
And he spoke in his own native language.
Yep.
And there was only one translator there who knew what he was saying.
Yep.
And he was basically saying, I hate all you people.
Yeah.
You stole our land.
That's on point.
Killed our people.
Yep. Yeah.
Moved us. And everybody clapped. They had no idea. They thought, so the guy who was a translator.
he cleaned it up a little bit.
Cleaned it up a little bit.
Sitting Bull says, thanks for having me.
They touch upon that.
Try the veal.
In Yellowstone.
Tip your waiters.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. 7:13. LBF just did a story about how the pandemic has driven people right back to their childhood bedrooms. 52% of people under 30 now live with their parents. That's up from 47% just in February. It's the highest level ever measured as far as that goes. So you say there's no shame in that game.
You know what? First of all, there's safety in numbers, so you good for you guys. You're like, let's just go over 50%, and that means that no one can yell at us anymore. I just feel like considering what's been going on and people have been laid off and they're uncertain times, I think it's okay if you live with your parents. I really do. And I think you can't be, I think what everyone makes a fun of is like the kid who's in the basement playing video games. And
that's
I don't think that's the stigma. That's the stigma, but it's not true. I think most of these people are, they're like roommates. Like, you know, like, all right, I'll do the dishes tonight. I'll do, you know, you have to be.
So there has to be some stipulations.
Yeah.
Right?
Like you have to respect your parents as
Yes. Thou.
The commandments.
Here are just some of the commandments.
Okay.
Thou shalt pay rent or tribute to thy parents.
Uh-huh.
You disagree?
I agree. But in what? I mean, yeah, if you can afford it.
Well, you'd have to.
Kind of a pushover.
You're not going to get a room service charge?
Jeez. It depends on the
situation. The services provided.
Yes, exactly.
Right. How about thou shalt not leave dishes in the sink?
Yes. That is a
if
commandment.
If thou cooks, thou shalt put dishes away.
And if thou...
Right.
Thou should cook at least a couple of times a week.
And if thee is vegan or vegetarian, thou shalt purchase thy own produce and product.
Thou shalt not shame thy father for eating meat.
Yeah, no. If thy father wants a bologna sandwich, don't give
meat.
Him the business.
I mean, I'm going
that low, Brian. I'm going that
low.
Wow. Yeah, don't look at me like that. I'm eating my bologna sandwich.
Bologna.
Listen.
Any other commandments?
Well, I mean, those are all very good commandments.
Yeah.
It's just, I just think that, like, parents have themselves to blame, too.
How's that?
You've made it too nice.
Oh, yeah. It's
You've
comfy.
You've made it too nice, you know? Yeah. You just were like, oh, every kid needs a bedroom. Mm-hmm. Big mistake.
Right.
I mean, you know? Like, if you're sharing a little room with two other siblings, you're like, bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
It could be like stepbrothers. They have share a bedroom.
Share a bedroom.
Yeah.
Bunks.
See how that
works. But the thing is, it's too nice. You made it too nice, so now you have to deal with it. But I think that you can have a nice relationship with your 22 to 30-year-old person who's living in your house as long as they act like equals.
Equals.
And not like, Ma, want some meatloaf.
Ma, the meatloaf.
Then you're going back to the basement, okay?
Right.
And so, I think it's a necessity.
I would love to move home.
You would?
Oh, God, it would be great.
Is it that good?
Well, my parents have so much wine.
Mm. Okay.
But, like, I mean, it's just nice. Like, wouldn't it be nice? Yeah.
Well, that's another commandment.
Thou shalt not drink my wine.
Yes.
That's hard.
Thou shalt buy their own wine.
But just to, like, I don't know, come down and for breakfast one morning and having my mother make it for me, like pancakes,
look
and not
her,
be the
Brian.
One
Brian, look
who's
at
making
her.
The pancakes.
Oh, my God.
I'm into that.
You could be back.
I could.
Beverly,
watch it, Bev and Bruce.
Watch
that's
out.
So nice.
Here thy come.
Want some coffee? Sure. I'd love some. Thanks, Ma.
Yeah, thanks. Time for school. Okay. Little
no,
Lauren.
Let me get
anyway,
that. I'll do the dishes, Mom.
Anyway, so we get it, but there has to be some rules applied. There you go.
I guess so.
Okay.
I like your rules. Your rules are normal.
I thought they were normal. I'm not just extravagant. Someone
vegan
wants to
and
add
buying
to
his own produce.
Oh, yeah. That was tough when one of my vegan daughters was there. It's vegan everything. Vegan mustard. Vegan eggs.
Oh, yeah. It's like kosher. Like, it's a whole different food group.
Yeah. Oh, she'd give us the list.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was very helpful for that.
Okay.
But not anymore. She's on her own.
Yeah, she's a school bomb.
Yeah.
She's coming back.
No, she's not. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Happy Tuesday. Yes. The good news is the summer of nonstop music still rolls. 9:15, 3 hours, commercial-free music. We got that going for you. Good way to start the day. So I stumbled across something on Twitter the other day I found fascinating. It was somebody had posted up a menu for the Titanic for third class. Third class menu.
Okay.
All right. But you, LBF, have actually had the first class menu?
Yes.
First class. So what what was the first class menu?
Fancy.
Then I'll tell you what the third class was. Okay.
The first course,
Oysters
and hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
The second course, consommé Olga, which is a veal-based soup or cream of barley.
Yeah.
Third course, poached salmon with mousseline. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sauce?
Yeah.
Mussolini sauce.
No, he was still.
Yeah. And cucumbers. Filet mignon lily. Mm. Sauteed chicken. Saute of chicken Lyonnaise. Is that right?
I guess.
Lyonnaise? Vegetable marrow. Farchi.
First class you were.
I know, really. Yeah. The fifth course, lamb and mint sauce. Roast duckling and applesauce. Sirloin of beef. Jeez. Chateau potatoes. Green pea. Cream carrots. Boiled rice. And parmentier and boiled new potatoes. Six courses, punch romaine.
Jeez.
I don't know who romaine is, but he really had a bad time.
Punch romaine.
Seventh course, roast squab and cress. I had that.
You've had roast squab.
I have.
It's pigeon, right?
Yeah.
Another word.
It's a teeny tiny chicken.
Tiny little chicken.
It's like a chicken who's seen like the world, okay. You know? Sure cold asparagus vinaigrette, foie gras, celery. Well, and then for dessert, Waldorf pudding, peaches and chartreuse jelly, chocolate and vanilla eclairs, and French ice cream.
How about
all
that?
Paired with wines.
See, they
Boom.
Went, right? Now, how much was the ticket for the first class?
So it was about, first class parlor was about $7,000 in 1914 money.
Okay. So the average salary, I looked it up in 1912.
12, that's right.
Annual income was $750. That was your annual income.
So, it
so
was
whoever
10
bought this
times.
Ticket was 10 times the average salary.
Mm. It's, yeah.
So here's the third class. This is their daily menu. Mm,
probably not as no yeah, squab.
I bet you can pronounce everything.
I think I can. I think I can. For breakfast, it was oatmeal, porridge, and milk smoked herrings. With jacket potatoes, marmalade, Swedish bread, tea or coffee. That was nice.
Okay.
For dinner, which was their
lunch?
Actually. That was lunch.
Okay.
They called dinner lunch. Rice soup, fresh bread, cabin biscuits, roast beef with brown gravy,
okay,
sweet corn, boiled potatoes, plum pudding, and sweet sauce.
I mean, not awful.
Bad, right?
Not
hearty.
Awful.
Yeah. Then they would have a tea, which featured cold meat, cheese, pickles, fresh bread and butter.
I'm down with that.
Yep. Stewed something, figs and rice. Yep. Now for supper.
Yeah.
This is where it gets bad.
Well, you don't want to really bulk up at night.
No, well, this was their last meal.
Oh, God.
For third
well,
class.
If you put it that way.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Gruel.
Mm.
Yeah.
You start, doesn't sound
it's gruel. Just a thin porridge.
Thin porridge.
It's whatever was left over from breakfast. They
with
some
watered
stuff
down.
With cabin biscuits. Okay. Whatever cabin biscuits are.
Yeah.
And cheese. Oh. That was your last supper on April 12th. Or April 14th, 1912. Imagine that? So you're going down next to Mr. Squab.
Yeah.
What was your last meal?
Yeah.
I had gruel.
I had gruel.
Terrible.
Well.
Mm.
I mean, it all ended really badly, didn't it? It
just
did for everybody.
Just that little...
You know, the good thing is that, like, if you're going to look on the bright side, at least in the end, they were equal.
So. Well, anywho.
Yeah.
Your last meal is gruel and biscuits.
I want to find out what a cabin biscuit is. It is the type of thing that it sounds like something. It sounds like something you'd eat like when you're crying and you're back in your cabin because like you're just
biscuits.
Sad. It's sad
it
had cabin
cheese
biscuits.
With it too.
Okay.
All right. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Well, Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne are a very strange
crazy
couple.
Story.
But they're telling a story now in this new documentary that I just have to play you because it's bananas.
It is. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's the crazy train.
It is the crazy train.
Okay.
See
sure,
what you did there.
See what I did there. Well, it's 7:44. She's had 5 days to pile up the laundry.
Yeah.
So this should be good.
Well, Botox, it's not just for wrinkles. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are free.
Yeah.
But first, the craziest story ever. Brought to you by the craziest couple ever, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a new documentary on A&E called The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. It should be The Nine Lives of Sharon Osbourne because he tried at one point when he was whacked out on drugs to strangle her. And here's how they tell the story.
Yes, yeah, so, nuts.
The calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room and he just said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die."
What's up?
Yeah, that's dark.
And You know, he was calm, very, very calm, and then just suddenly he lunged across at me. Yeah. He just dived on me and started to choke me.
Jeez.
Do we know why?
You know, he was high.
Yeah, he had to be just gone.
Yeah, he was so, say no to drugs, everybody. Jeez. And yet she had a panic button in her room, by the way.
Oh, she did?
So,
what would happen?
Yeah.
So she felt the panic button, and she hit the panic button,
Who
and the cops
running?
Were there.
Oh, the cops. Oh, the cops.
So if you're, I guess, Jeez. You know what? If you are married to the Prince of Darkness, it is probably a good idea to have a panic button in your room. I wish I had a panic button in my room, though.
Oh, really?
But just like, not the cops, but
a hot fudge sundae.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Thank you. Dave. Like, panic button. Dave. I really need some chips. I need some chips right now. I'm panicking.
Stat.
All right. You know me so well. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle no longer are receiving funds from Prince Charles. They're off the dole. They paid back the $3 million that they used of
He's
British
35.
Money. Yeah.
How old is Meghan?
She's 37. She's like, I think she's a couple
older.
Years older.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They paid back the British government the $3 million that they used to renovate Frogmore Cottage.
Yeah.
And now
so
they
they're
have
off the dole, right?
Yeah. Now they're making tons of money off of Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They signed a pretty big deal, and they're going to be making movies and things like that. They're just regular now. It's like in Superman. Remember when Superman became regular for Lois Lane, and then she didn't love him anymore?
Boring. Yeah.
Boring. She's like, Clark Kent. Superman,
right,
yay.
Yeah.
That's like how I feel about Meghan and Harry.
Yeah.
It's over for me.
It's not like Harry took a factory job or something. He's still doing just fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what? They're a, you know,
they got what they wanted.
Netflix people are a dime a dozen.
Well, look. You know what? You got to applaud them, though. They downsized. Right?
Oh, sort of.
Sort of.
I don't know.
They got jobs. It's
They're
great.
Just regular now,
yeah,
and I'm
all.
Not interested.
All right.
But what I am interested in is Chrissy Teigen, because she fascinates me. She's pregnant with her third child, but she's still getting Botox, which everybody was like, why? But it's not just for wrinkles. I had no idea.
Yeah.
She's getting Botox because she has super bad pregnancy headaches. I never knew that was a thing. And then it can do neck muscle Botox along with some other shots and things like that.
That's her reason for. Okay, sure.
No, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe her. I feel like she's regular.
You know who had Botox that surprised me?
Who?
Kevin Harvick.
Really?
The race car driver. He gets out of the car Sunday after winning the race, and he's all Botoxed.
Because his face didn't move?
Well, his eyebrows were way up there. And his forehead wouldn't move. Is the guy got Botox?
I mean,
he's a race car.
There's always the pressure, but I just I literally frown on because I can move my forehead.
Yeah,
injecting a military grade poison in my face. It seems like a really bad idea.
Well, it's better than just a generic poison, right?
If I had a headache, sure.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm.
Fine. Are you about to say something about my wrinkles?
No, you got a few, but that's okay.
Oh, you're supposed to say you don't have any.
Well, only when you scrunch.
When I scrunch my face, when you say
That's
things like that to
tell.
Me.
Oh,
your face
right
now.
Yeah. Let's see.
This is my face.
See, she doesn't Botox.
No, we can tell she's very angry. Your angry eyes.
Yeah.
I pack those every day.
Yeah. See, you scrunch. Look at her. Because if you Botox, then when you scrunch, there's no
You'd never know that I've had an intense hatred for you.
No, you look good. You look natural. I like that. Okay.
Oh, my God. He won't stop.
What? No.
You look natural. Thanks.
I don't like Botox.
And I'm so glad I'm here to please you.
Well, it only took a year and a half. Good. No. 7:49.
I took a turn.
You're scrunching. We're going to give away some cash next. You ready for that?
Yeah.
All right.
Help on my face.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Worcester. It's Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Cindy, I hear you've already gotten up, gone to the gym, had your workout, and you're ready to play.
I am.
How about that?
Like, what does that feel like?
It feels normal because I do it every day.
Oh, that's great.
So, do you run with your mask on? I find that hard to do.
No, you don't necessarily have to do that. Once you're in the gym and you're in your space, you work out, take your mask off. If you move around the gym, you put it on.
That's the way it should be. There you go. I like it. Maybe I'll go to the gym today.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just gonna pretend you're Batman, all right? Put your mask on.
Okay.
Run.
All right. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Run. Okay. Cindy, are you ready to play Super Smart?
I am ready.
Okay. Listen, I've seen the questions. They're doable. They are doable, okay?
Bob's favorite kind of questions.
Very doable.
All righty.
Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's play. Don't forget, you get them right, get $1,000, all 10. And if you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. Here we go.
What does Cinderella lose at the ball?
Her shoe.
Who sings Hey Jude?
The Beatles.
Who said speak softly and carry a big stick?
Pass.
Rigatoni is a type of what?
Pasta.
Which ship brought the pilgrims to America?
Mayflower.
Whose funeral in 1997 was watched by an estimated 2.5 billion on television?
Sweetie Diana.
The sculpture David was sculpted by whom?
Michelangelo.
Which is the fastest, a greyhound, lion, or horse?
Pass.
Who wrote Postcards from the Edge?
The actress. Pass.
The Japanese formally signed the agreement to surrender in 1945 aboard which U.S. ship?
Kennedy. Oh, those were... Thank you.
You ran out of time. But, hey, you did, Cindy. You got 6 right.
Yep.
You passed on a bunch. Here's how you did.
Okay, who said speak softly and carry a big stick? Teddy Roosevelt. Which is the fastest, a greyhound, lion, or horse? A lion.
See, I didn't know that. That's surprising. Yeah. A lion's faster than a greyhound?
Yeah.
Makes it even scarier, isn't it? Yeah. Jeez. Wow.
Right, exactly.
You can have to catch them both and eat them.
Jeez. Who wrote Postcards from the Edge? Carrie Fisher. Yes, you were like, was the actress. The Japanese formally signed the agreement to surrender in 1945 aboard the USS Missouri.
There you have it.
Well, it was... Thank you.
You did really well. Yeah, well. I mean, you really did.
You did.
Those weren't, that was doable, but they were hard.
I was just, I was just trying to, answer the first thing that came to my head, and I was just like, if it didn't come, pass.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You did it, You did a good job. Yeah. Ran out of time.
I got a T-shirt.
You got a T-shirt.
You get a T-shirt.
Wear it proudly.
Wear it to the gym.
I will. I will.
All right.
Please do, Cindy. And, enjoy the rest of your day. You're off to a great start. You're okay?
Thank you,
worked
you
out.
Guys.
You got a T-shirt. Thanks for listening,
Thanks, Cindy.
Cindy.
Good job.
All right. Bye. So if you want to play Super Smart 60 Seconds, go to WROR.com. Sign up there to play. We could be calling you early in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's to play. Yeah, okay.
And then you can go online
WROR.com.
We
call you.
And get the multiple choice.
Very good.
You can practice.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
LBF, what's cool?
Okay, I have some good news. Good things that have come out of this pandemic, besides the meat pie that Dave Falcone made.
Oh my god,
that was good. That was 6 months ago?
Yep, I know.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Still thinking about that meat
pie. Oh, yep, I am.
I hear you.
Wow.
All right, Brian Bell, what's cool?
You ever watch Willy Wonka and think, man, I wish somebody would give me a candy factory?
Yeah.
Well, someone's giving one away. You're in luck.
You can be your own Charlie Bucket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Charlie Bucket.
That's
Cheer
it.
Up, Charlie.
Okay. I don't know how cool this is, but you need to know why you should stay in the airplane. Right. Don't jump.
Don't jump out of it.
When you hear this guy's experience, that's coming up. Okay.
Okay, so 6 months into this pandemic, and it's not fun at all. Mm. But on the bright side, there are a couple of things that could end up improving our lives in some ways, and I'm going to give you a little list.
Okay.
More work from home jobs. That could be a good thing.
We wouldn't know, but sure.
Right. We're exempt. But, you know, for everyone else, that's nice for you. No more commuting,
sitting
in traffic.
They seem to be liking it.
Mm-hmm. Watching new movies at home. Like, that's, you don't have to go to the theater.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I like going to the movies myself. But it is nice that it's available.
Oh, the drive-ins have been fun.
Yep, exactly.
A lot more drive-ins.
Have you done that, Brian?
That's another really good thing that's happened, drive-ins.
Did the kids like it?
Love it.
Yeah.
Really, that's great.
Having groceries delivered, more people are doing that. Yeah. I love that.
You like that?
Yeah, and I tried that Drizzly where they bring the booze to your house.
Of course,
Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Telehealth and teletherapy. Because you can get, like, did you do the teletherapy yet? I mean, telehealth?
Telehealth, yeah.
I have an appointment Tuesday.
Telehealth.
With my doctor. How's that work? Do I have to weigh in?
No.
That's great.
That's it. That's the bright side.
Yeah, I lost 10 pounds.
That's right.
Oh, the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'll tell them that.
There you have it.
Good.
Yeah, that's it.
Very good, LBF. Guess I shouldn't tell them about the fried lobster I had.
No, don't.
Nah, I would leave that out.
Leave that out?
Yeah.
With butter?
No, stand in front of a lot of, like, fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Grossly underestimate everything that you do. Okay.
Absolutely.
This guy, his name is David Klein. You might not know him, but he is the founder of Jelly Belly. And he's got a candy factory to give away.
Yeah.
And he's always wanted to do this, give a candy factory to a complete stranger, ever since he started in the business in 1976. So he's going to do it. He's getting ready to retire. Mm. And he and his partner have been traipsing about the country. I don't know if they're, you know, with Oompa Loompas or not.
Yeah.
But they're hiding these special necklaces. There's one in every state.
Is it a candy necklace?
Maybe.
It has to be. It's Jelly Belly, right? That's big.
Those are good.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is at thegoldticket.com, you buy a $50 ticket to participate in the scavenger hunt. And if you find the necklace, there'll be 50 winners that are in the final scavenger hunt to win the key.
You win a factory.
A factory. And a little lesson to, like, Candy University, how to make candy.
Look at that.
That's kind of neat.
Buy yourself a job. That's great.
Right.
Yeah. $50.
$50. You're
there
in.
There you go.
What's your favorite jelly bean?
I like coconut.
Yeah. I like the black.
Give me the buttered popcorn.
Wow. Yeah. Black licorice. Save those for me, please.
Ugh.
See?
The worst.
Yep.
That's why
all
I get them.
Yours.
All mine. That's good to know. Here's what else is good to know. If you've ever thought about skydiving, this guy might make you think twice.
Yeah.
So fortunately, he was on a tandem dive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Otherwise, we might not be hearing from him.
Yeah.
He passed out soon after jumping out of the plane. Now, so the instructor, he was tethered to the instructor who was right behind him, right?
Yeah.
It's like spooning.
It's spooning.
It's like one of those things, Baby Bjorn.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So he jumps out and passes out pretty much immediately, maybe 4,000 feet up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Here's what this sounds like when he wakes up.
Oh.
Hey! Okay?
That's waking up.
That is
up.
One heck of a scream.
How about that nightmare?
You wake up like that?
Yeah.
Hey! Okay?
Yep. So good morning.
Oh, my God.
He lived. They lived. It's
everyone
all right.
Lived.
Everybody lived.
Boy.
Okay.
Wow.
8:30. Cloudy today. Good day to jump, actually. I mean, if you're going to jump.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a cloud in the sky. High of 83, 64 tonight, and 79 tomorrow. Don't forget, at 9:15, we do it for 3 hours, don't we?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah, we do it. It's 3 hours. Commercial free for 3 hours at 9:15. Nobody plays more music.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This guy here, Andrew Christensen from Lincoln City, Nebraska, went to a town meeting because he wanted to take a stand. It wasn't a city ordinance or anything. It wasn't political. His chief concern in life was boneless wings.
Really?
He is not happy with the phrase boneless wings.
Right.
So we took it to the town council. very upset. Here he is.
I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts. Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious.
Thank you. Okay, hold it down, please.
I would like to just comment here. For the record, that's my son.
Yeah. I don't know if I would admit that.
Yeah.
he proposed we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. Mm-hmm. We can just call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs.
Ooh, saucy nugs.
Even trash. We can take these steps and show the country where we stand and what we understand. We've been living a lie for too long.
We have been.
You know, one of the things, he's right, because boneless wings are really chicken breast. They're not even wings.
Right,
think about
exactly.
It. How would they
are
make
you
that
a,
happen?
A wingman or,
I like
or
a
wing. Tender man?
I like a wing.
You like a wing?
Because you get to see your work.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pile them up. Yeah. You get to see your work.
I don't want to see my work.
You don't want to see your
work?
Show your work.
Nope. I don't want to see that.
I wonder how he feels about chicken fingers.
I know, right?
Because last time I looked.
Yeah, we hope they're not fingers. So anyway, Andrew Christensen, he's taking that nationwide. He's a battle. He's willing to fight. Now, isn't Buffalo Chicken Wings?
Buffalo Wild Wings said, we are not changing our menu.
That's it.
Staying boneless wings.
They're staying on that hill. There you have it. I can't believe you don't like to see your work. You know,
no.
You strike me as somebody that would be proud of that.
No, I want no evidence of anything that went on
just
at
your
a dinner
fingers.
Table.
Just lick those.
Yeah, I don't need that kind of.
And your
carnage.
The carnage. I don't want to see that.
That's great.
Wow, okay. LBF put down 20 wings.
Look at those.
What, little old me?
It's written all over your face. Okay. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 8:51. And a cloudy start, but a sunny finish. Isn't that nice?
It's like my day.
Right about now on LBF, starting to lighten up, is it, for you? Because you're almost done?
Wrapping it up.
Wrap it up. But at 9:15, we do it for 3 hours. Three long hours at 9:15.
Please don't say exercising.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We don't have to lift a finger.
Oh, good.
We just play nonstop music at 9:15 for 3 hours.
3 hours?
Nobody else can do it that long. I will tell you that right now.
Not to brag.
Yeah. We've got what it takes. So that starts at 9:15. That's fun.
We're going to play some Sting?
Why not?
Anywho.
The tantric 3 hours. Maybe we should call it that.
Yeah, right.
All right. Hey, can I say hey and thank you to Robert and Honey.
Robert and Honey?
Robert and Honey. They're on our Facebook page.
Yep.
The ROR Morning Show. Hey, give us a like if you're on Facebook. That's cool. Boss always likes that.
Yeah, make us feel better.
Robert says, from one Bob to another, I also like black jelly beans. And Honey Armorall, that's her name, Honey, says black jelly beans are the best. Yeah. I like it. Thank you, Honey.
They're wrong.
No.
You tell all them. Yours. You guys can all fight over them.
That's the thing.
Me, Robert, and Honey?
Yeah, you can have all mine. Mm.
You tell Honey that.
My mother likes black jelly beans, too, and black licorice.
Yeah. I bet that says something. Correct. There must be
like the way people like cilantro or don't?
Yeah.
Like, do you think it tastes like soap?
I like cilantro.
I do, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's something either you love or hate. But maybe there's some trait about people who like black licorice.
They're weirdos.
No. You called her mother weird.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Have you met her?
Okay. Anyway, maybe there's nothing at all to it. Probably not. Okay. All right. But like a Facebook page. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Our morning show.
We do.
You put some great pictures up of
my sunflower extravaganza.
Gorgeous.
Right?
Yeah. Where were you?
Newbury.
Yeah, up by Newburyport.
There are a lot of bees. Oh. There are a lot of bees.
Yeah, up in Newburyport. Yeah.
Yep.
In the sunflower patch.
Yes.
Yeah, you figured that out.
Yes, I did. Okay. I figured it out.
What are bees like?
They're like flowers.
Lots of flowers. What's the biggest flower?
Sunflower. Is that the biggest flower?
Yeah, I think it is.
They're really big.
Yeah, that's great. Say 54.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.